The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
.906, finally warming up a little bit in Wisconsin. Finally, a little bit. Parts of the state are going to see some snowy, sleety mix. Then at least in northeast Wisconsin, it looks like it's going to be a pretty decent weekend. Really was funny. I've got the car that my wife typically drives, and it's got a thermometer so I can see what the temperature is outside. It's like 26 degrees driving to work. It's just weird how warm that feels. What a absolutely brutal winter. I just remember how late spring was last year. You would think it's going to be later than that this year. It would just logistically, the frost line and the snow, and we'll see. We'll see how it all shakes out. We're going to start this hour talking about Ukraine. And, of course, things continue to develop. Tensions continue to be high. President Obama is being harshly criticized by Republicans and conservatives for mishandling this. I want to do a couple of things because the answer is, well, what could he do? First, let's start with a defender. Nicholas Kristof, liberal, writing in the New York Times. Who's the villain here? Let me share just a little bit of this. Shrewd reporting about the Ukraine crisis comes from The Onion, which declared that American reaction is evenly divided between the wholly indifferent and the grossly misinformed. In the latter category, it seems, belong the chest thumpers who blame the Crimea catastrophe on President Obama. We have a weak and indecisive president that invites aggression, scolded Senator Lindsey Graham. President Obama needs to do something. Likewise, Senator John McCain complains that Obama's foreign policy is feckless, so that nobody believes in America's strength anymore. Representative Mike Rogers, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, worries that Russia is running circles around us. The Washington Post warns in a stinging editorial that President Obama's foreign policy is based on fantasy. The Wall Street Journal cautions that the basic problem is Obama's retreat from global leadership. Oh, come on! The villain here is named Putin, not Obama, and we should have learned to feel nervous when hawks jump up and down and say, do something. We tried that in Iraq. When there are no good options, a flexing of muscles by NATO or by American warships in the Black Sea would only reinforce Putin's narrative to his home audience while raising the risk of conflict by accident and miscalculation. You will note that he didn't defend against any of the characterizations of President Obama because he cannot. Kristof's argument is to go on and say, well, there's really nothing you can do. I mean, really, what are you going to launch a war? Now, if those of you who watch the after show video, which we post at the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com, the Jerry Bader Show hub, and also we just post all the videos there, I tickled at this in the after show video yesterday. There is leverage. There is leverage that President Obama can do. He, in fact, can do something. John Boehner, House Speaker, writes of this in the Wall Street Journal today. I want to share it with you. The leverage that President Obama has is energy. This, again, is House Speaker John Boehner in today's Wall Street Journal. Russia has been playing a much more intricate game than the United States in recent years. The resulting imbalance has created a growing threat to global stability, as evidenced last week by Vladimir Putin's invasion of neighboring Ukraine. The ability to turn the tables and put the Russian leader in check lies right beneath our feet in the form of vast supplies of natural energy. Under Mr. Putin, Russia has expanded its military and tightened its grip on its neighbors by aggressively making the most of its vast resources, exporting oil, coal, and natural gas in massive quantities to Europe and elsewhere. Russia's neighbors need large quantities of net gas, and currently, lacking a better option, they buy much of it from Russia. This dependence has diplomatic repercussions, making them more reluctant to challenge some of Mr. Putin's arrogant actions. Let me stop there. and this has already been widely reported. When the Ukraine situation started in November, not just the United States, but Western Europe sat on its hands. They're in a tough spot. They get much of their energy from Russia, all of the sources described here. If they take too much of a stand, Putin can turn off the spigot to all of those energy sources. This is not unlike what we've dealt with in the Middle East. You become dependent on foreign energy, and you become a hostage to foreign energy. And that's exactly what's happened. There was only so much Europe wanted to do when the Ukraine dispute, before it became conflict and then crisis, because that's where they get their energy. This is the point that he's making here. Boehner goes on. Mr. Putin's scheme assumes that the U.S. will continue to sit on its own natural resources instead of engaging Russia in the global energy marketplace. The U.S. has abundant supplies of nat gas, but in stark contrast to Russia, the amount of nat gas we produce and export barely scratches the surface of its potential. That's attributable in large part to U.S. Energy Department, which maintains an approval process that is excruciatingly slow and amounts to a de facto ban on American nat gas exports, a situation that Mr. Putin has happily exploited to finance his geopolitical goals. According to the Energy Department's own website, only six applications for U.S. exports of liquefied natural gas, LNG, have been approved over the past 3 years, while 24 applications are pending. What this means is Washington is doing as little as possible in an area in which we should be doing the opposite. Consequently, our allies in Europe and elsewhere have little choice but to turn to Russia for their energy needs. These policies have amounted to our nation imposing economic sanctions on itself, sentencing consumers in the U.S. and abroad to higher prices and slower growth while ceding the international energy marketplace to countries such as Russia, Venezuela, and Iran. In response to Mr. Putin's aggression in Ukraine, President Obama should announce a series of steps that will dramatically expand production of American-made energy, beginning with lifting this de facto ban on exports of U.S.-produced LNG, liquefied natural gas. Taking this step would also create American jobs and lower prices for our consumers and small businesses when coupled with other moves that would bolster energy production in North America. These include construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline, ending the Obama administration embargo on our supplies of oil and gas from federal lands and waters, and halting the effort to take coal out of America's electricity generation mix. The president doesn't need legislation from Congress to make these changes. This is something the commander-in-chief can do right now in the face of Mr. Putin's aggression. And clearly, this is me talking, clearly President Obama has had no problem with taking unilateral actions on other matters. Boehner goes on. It would also provide much-needed evidence that the president's State of the Union commitment to an all-of-the-above energy strategy is real, not just poll-driven rhetoric. America not only has a right to develop and market its natural resources, in the face of rising danger, it has an obligation to do so. House Speaker John Boehner, today's Wall Street Journal. This is the true weapon of Vladimir Putin, the petrodollar. That is his leverage. Imagine if we were exporting nat gas. Now, I know some people... I know for some that would be politically unpopular. Well, no, we shouldn't export our fuel. We should use it right here. Here's what they don't understand about that. Becoming a larger global player, particularly in natural gas, will lower global prices. It will take that power away from Vladimir Putin. If Western Europe is no longer reliant almost exclusively on his nat gas and oil, for that matter, it would change the dynamic dramatically. And as Boehner points out, this is something you can do and do right now: increase energy production. There are other shale fields we haven't touched, offshore and federal lands. Go nuts. Because contrary to your fantasies and your dreams and your whims, Clean energy isn't going to replace fossil fuels anytime soon. Vladimir Putin knows that. He knows it all too well. So what can the president do? And there was another piece out there yesterday that I referenced before Boehner wrote this. I started talking about this yesterday already. Leverage our energy ability. Stop thinking that fracking is evil, which he does, but then the other side of his mouth, President Obama, he takes credit for it. You think production is up now? Have it go on steroids. That's what you do. And that's how you combat Putin and combat him right now. More on the Ukraine situation, including some incredible audio. In 5 minutes, it's 9:17.
For all things Jerry Boehner, jerrybohnershow.com.